I couldn't think of a better message than to talk about a New Year's resolution, since many of us always make them. So there's a man who moved into a retirement community. Most of us can think of an adult care home, Bisinde Babe, to spend the rest of their life there. It wasn't long until he had made a number of friends among the other residents. There was one lady he was especially attracted to, and she was attracted to him also. So they spent a lot of time together. Finally, one evening he proposed, asking her to marry him. The next morning he woke up remembering his proposal, but he couldn't remember her answer. So he went to her and said, "I'm really embarrassed. I proposed to you last night, but I can't remember if you said yes or no." "Oh, thank goodness," she replied. "I remember saying yes, but I can't remember who asked me." Sometimes I feel that way about New Year's resolutions. I tell myself this year is going to be different, or I'm going to exercise more or lose weight. I'm sure you guys do the same thing. I'm going to do all kinds of things to improve myself physically and spiritually. But then somehow, maybe around late January or early February, we forget. I mean, at least I forget. Maybe you have that problem too. So tonight I have one suggestion for the youth and the rest of the church, a New Year resolution that we should be able to remember throughout the year, okay? It's very broad. It's a general promise to ourselves and to God that we will make a change for the better. I don't have a PowerPoint slide, so I hope you guys can do good following along. The new resolution I have for you guys is to develop a positive view towards life. It's very simple. Develop a positive view towards life. Every single one of us can make a change in our lives for the better by developing a positive view towards life. A few years ago, a girl committed suicide, leaving behind this note: "I decided that unless life was worth living, I would just quit living." The couple of questions I have for you guys tonight is, how do you feel about your life? Is it worthwhile? Or we can change the question around and said, what would it take for you to make your life worthwhile? What would have to happen to your life to make to feel really positive about your life? What are some changes that need to make it positive? If you won the lottery, would that do it? If you got a newer car, nice mufflers, the boys, who's got nice cars here? Ian, your car is always on Facebook. Very nice car. We don't have anyone that is married in our youth group. But this question is for those who have families. If your marriage suddenly were better, would that do it? Would that make your life worthwhile? If your kids began to make you proud, or if you got a promotion or a bonus at work, would that make your life worthwhile? What would it take for you to really feel positive about your life? And the text that I like to share with you guys tonight, that I selected for tonight's message, is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. If you guys want to open up your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. But before we read it, we need to realize that Paul, he's in prison, and he's chained to a Roman guard under very bad conditions, under horrible conditions. And despite his conditions, he writes these positive words. "Now that I have already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting these things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Amen. If we stop for a moment and we think about these verses, we can ask ourselves, what is Paul trying to grab a hold of? The two verses before, the verses 10 and 11, says, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead." What is Paul trying to reach for? What is his goal? Paul's goal is the resurrection from the dead. His goal is eternal life with Jesus. That is what he's reaching for and striving for every day in his life. His goal is heaven. And I pray that that's our goal as well. My point is that if our goal is heaven, if our goal is eternal life with Jesus Christ, then all these little setbacks in life are only stepping stones getting us closer to the time when we'll be with Jesus. Your professors, your friends, and the rest of the world will tell you that the way to feel good about yourself is by climbing the ladder of success. Have you guys heard that before? The ladder of success? By doing what? By making lots of money, by having influential friends, by receiving a lot of awards or belonging to the right circles or groups in life. These are the things that make you feel good about yourself. But the Bible teaches us that we are to feel good about ourselves because God loves us. Every single one of you is a treasure person in God. In God's sight, that He gave His only Son for us. That makes you valuable and you can feel good about yourself. That's what you should feel good about. And I'm going to end my New Year's resolution proposal to you with this last thought. There was the head coach of North Carolina basketball team. Who knows the famous basketball player that played for North Carolina? Michael Jordan. Very good. The coach, Jim Valvano. Fraternicanos, that's good. Jim Valvano was the head coach of North Carolina basketball team. He rose to fame when his team started winning championships. Everybody liked him. He was always cracking jokes and had a winning way of dealing with people. But in 1991, Valvano learned that he had inoperable bone cancer. During Christmas time in 1992, he said, "It's difficult to be thankful this Christmas because I'm not sure I'll be here next Christmas." And he wasn't. He died in 1993. But he said, "This Christmas, I'm getting down on my knees and thanking God for every day of the 46 years of my life." He was positive about life because he realized that life is a very precious gift God has given us. It will upset God if we take this gift He has given us and don't treasure it for the precious thing that it is. If you're going to keep at least one resolution this year, I encourage you to keep this one. Life will always be positive when God is involved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.